All right.
Dylan.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, the kid from Hibbing did all right, huh? Bob Dylan, Tangled Up in Blue. It's probably the best album that he's had in just, I don't know how long, long while, man.
Personally, I
think nice
there are
album.
A lot of geniuses up on the Iron Range.
Yeah.
Thing
most of them have.
Thawed out.
Huh?
The thing is to get them thawed out, see? He made a trip south. Wow. Hey, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey,
he's been doing it for years, man. He is, no doubt about it. The jester replaced the king. And now he is one. 7:39. It's 10 degrees in the city. It's going to be 18 today.
That's so poetic.
No, no, that's an old Don McLean line. That's the,
Are you ready
that's
for
about
me?
It. Well, no. No, as a matter of fact, I don't think I'm ever ready for
okay,
you.
Okay, America, here's the one you've been waiting for. The Chevrolet Dollars and Cents Sale. Dollars as in savings, cents as in Chevrolet makes sense for America. Here's the deal. A full $500 cash rebate from Chevrolet on Monza, a $200 rebate on Nova or Vega. Rebates apply to new 75 cars bought or leased from your Chevy dealer and delivered through February 28th. Consult your dealer for full lease details. Don't make any deal till you see your Chevy dealer during the Chevrolet Dollars and Cents Sale.
Hi, I'm Alan Arkin. I'd like to tell you about a new movie called Rafferty and the Goldust Twins. I play this guy named Rafferty who's not really going anywhere anyway until these two crazy girls decide to kidnap me.
Call the police!
The big one's name is Mac. She's played by Sally Kellerman.
Hey, don't look so upset. We're going to treat you okay.
And the little one's Frisbee. That's Mackenzie Phillips from American Graffiti.
Don't touch me.
It's got driving, drinking, stealing, punching, kissing, and all kinds of craziness.
Peek-a-boo!
Rafferty and the Goldust Twins, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents.
See Rafferty and the Goldust Twins, starting Friday at the Skyway 2 Theater, downtown Minneapolis, and the Strand Theater, downtown St. Paul.
Another big one out of Hollyweird. 7:41, 10 degrees in the city, in the American Legion Richard Dingle Post 98 St. Paul Park, sponsoring their spaghetti dinner tomorrow from 5 until 8. Don't miss it if you can.
Right.
Well, you're right.
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 No, I was just talking back to that movie, though.
Mr. President is making his rounds at the Oval Office.
Yeah.
This is Charlie Bush. You wish I was sick again, don't you?
I know you're sick again. I wish you were home and well.
This is Charlie Bush, KSTP, Minneapolis, St. Paul, the music station with news and information. Mr. Ford is back on the Potomac, having hashed over his economic energy proposals with Midwest governors meeting in Kansas yesterday. Among other things, he told the governors that there'll be some sort of cash rebate for farmers to offset production costs otherwise passed on to consumers. Ron Majors talks of the big news and the president given to the governor.
President freed $2 billion in money impounded by former President Nixon for highway construction to provide jobs for the building trades. The money would go to improve highway safety, complete the interstate system, and urban mass transit. But there is a catch. As some of the 10 Midwestern governors who spent 3 hours with the president pointed out, to get that highway money, states have to come up with matching funds. And the governors of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois said they have no cash left to put up.
Ford will spend part of this morning with his economic advisors and then heads out for some traditional Lincoln Day ceremonies. A grocer's daughter with a reputation for political thoroughness came one step away from becoming the first woman prime minister in British history. Margaret Thatcher won an easy election as leader of the Conservative Party. The woman they used to call the Tory glamour girl had these comments after the election.
To me, it's like a dream that the next name in the line, Harold Macmillan, Alec Douglas Hume, and Edward Heath, is Margaret Thatcher. Each has brought his own style of leadership and stamp of greatness to the task. I shall take on the work with humility and dedication.
KSTP time, 7:43. While you're wolfing down your dog food sandwich or gobbling your gruel this morning, here's news that'll curdle your Alpo. While most of the nation struggles with the economy by making more and more sacrifices, the bureaucrats of the nation's capital are taking advantage of an ever-increasing number of expensive and unnecessary frills. According to a survey by the Wall Street Journal, 15,000 federal employees, including the Mass Transportation Administration, take advantage of free or cut-rate parking, oblivious to calls for increased use of mass transit. 800 federal officials are still using chauffeur-driven government cars to get to and from work. 500 White House employees use the free picture framing service, costing taxpayers $92,000 a year. And 500 top Pentagon brass are able to eat expensive meals in executive-style dining rooms for about $1.75 a meal, costing taxpayers over $1 million a year. Now, Mr. Working Poor wouldn't care so much, except that he's been brown bagging it all his life, and of late, he's been having to eat the bag. Mother Nature is going to give you another reason to stay in the sack. The old bag says snow this morning and Thursday, clearing this afternoon and tonight. Highs of 18 for today and tomorrow, the low tonight zero. Currently, KSTP temperature plus 10 degrees.
I had a line about if it gets any worse, we're all going to be eating Meow Mix, and then I looked up and realized what song this was, and I went, yeah. Now I know, man. I got it figured now. You know, they call me on a request line and say things like, well, look, this Meow Mix really isn't so bad. Once you get by the smell, you got it licked. Oh. Look, we're going to hold auditions, Charlie, and if you're ever well again, we're going to get another sicko in here. Oh, we've already got another sicko in here, yeah.
If you got a problem,
there's another swan. It's 7:49 with Nap in the Morning and 10 in the cities, and it's going to be 18 today and 18 tomorrow, and just a little snow. Clearing this afternoon. Wow. That's why it's going to be zero tonight.
There's something kind of wild going on at the St. Paul Civic Center, the 13th annual International Autorama, the Twin Cities' biggest show. Over 200 hot rods, customs, motorcycles, vans, street rods, and race cars. Plus, meet in person James Brolin, Dr. Kylie, and TV's Marcus Welby, MD. The all-new 13th annual International Autorama, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, February 14th, 15th, and 16th at the St. Paul Civic Center.
Free children's tickets to Autorama available at any Twin Cities Red Barns.
Ridgedale opens the doors of lots more stores with magic and music. Come on in. Enjoy famous entertainers in person at Ridgedale February 12th through the 16th. It's all free. Hear the association with resounding hits like Cherish, Windy, Never My Love, and many more. Then there's Harry Blackstone Jr., fascinating audiences around the world with magic and comedy. And the brassy, swinging big band sound of the Jerry Mayron Orchestra, playing Glenn Miller favorites. I'll be there, Bill Carlson, as well as my best friend, Nancy Nelson. Call Ridgedale Information or check the center for showtimes.
Your place for fun and fashion.
Gonna shoot you full of sugar. Valentine's Day. And you're gonna love it.
You're the poetry man. You make things all right.
Yeah. Nap in the Morning. This is KSDP, man. I'm running behind today. 7:54. It's 10 degrees in the city. With a high today of 18. What else can I tell you? It's overnight low of... Ow! Overnight low of zero. Okay. All right. The question is, where can you possibly find sweaters half price? And the answer is Buttery's Grand Finale Sale. Along with hundreds of Buttery's dresses, sportswear coats, accessories, lingerie, collected from 25 Midwestern Buttery stores. It's a twice-a-year savings event. That's it, just twice. Up to 60% off on all winter fashions. Buttery's Grand Finale Sale. Apache, also at Brookdale, Midway, Northtown, Rosedale, Southtown. Southdale. Well, anyway, Buttery Sale. 7:55 now.
Come on and pick a pack. What a happy feeling. Pick a yellow pack. Juicy fruit, what a happy flavor. Think of
could get more silver.
Wow. Oh, I like that.
This is Charlie Bush, KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis, the music station with news and information.
Me tonto.
It looks like they're going to lengthen that lethal nose on the loan sharks. A measure which would withdraw the 8% usury law in the times of high federal interest rates was approved yesterday by a Minnesota Senate committee. The bill would allow banks to increase their interest rate by 1% more than the federal discount rate. The bill would have no immediate effect since the current discount rate is 6.75%. The bill now goes to the Senate floor for action. From Rod Trongard Sports Desk, this is Gordie Howe Day in Minnesota.
Governor Wendell Anderson has so proclaimed this day, honoring one of the all-time great professional hockey stars, maybe the greatest ever to play the game. It's not often that a rival player is afforded such an honor, but then Gordie Howe isn't just any hockey player. Tonight will be his final regular season appearance in Minnesota against the Fighting Saints at the Civic Center. Possibly his final player appearance ever in Minnesota, unless the Saints and Arrows meet in the ABCO World Cup playoffs. In over a quarter of a century as an active player, the 46-year-old Howe has set more records than any other hockey player, recently going over the 900-goal mark, and for the 26th time in his career, he has topped the 20-goal-a-season mark. Last year at age 45, he was named MVP of the World Hockey Association, scoring at even 100 points. Howe will play only one game next season when Houston opens its new multi-million dollar facility. The remarkable Mr. Howe, as the Saints' Gord Gallant calls him, has a distinction no one else has ever touched, playing on the same team, on the Major League professional level, with two of his sons, Mark and Marty. And tonight's faceoff at the Civic Center is at 7:30.
The North Stars, with back-to-back wins over Philadelphia and Atlanta behind them, are at home tonight also. They face off at 8 o'clock in the Met against the New York Islanders. KSTP time, 8:01. When the chips are down in Buffalo, tea time does have its limits. If you're a record breaker buff, this story should suit you to a T. But leave us get on with the tale. If testimony at a city court in Buffalo, New York is correct, Thomas Rice may have set the record for taking the longest time to drink a cup of tea. Court papers say Rice sat in a restaurant booth drinking a single cup of tea at 2:30 p.m. and he was still sipping the brew come 11 p.m. The night manager put in a call to the police. Rice was asked to leave by the law. Rice was anything but nice. He said he hadn't finished his tea and he wouldn't leave till he had. He was arrested and charged with refusing the reasonable request of a police officer, a charge I've never heard of before. He's been released pending trial on Valentine's Day, at which time the judge will have a little heart-to-heart with him. Roses are red and violets are blue. If he sasses the judge, he will be too. Noses are red and bottoms are blue, as old man Winter gives you your due. 18 is tepid top temp for today and tomorrow. Well, tonight, no hero at zero. Flurries this morning.
This is KSTP, and it's Leonard Skinner, 9 minutes after 8 o'clock, 8:09, with Nap in the Morning. 18 will be the high for today, and it's 10 now.
And now, another warm moment with Kava Clutches. Sally stirs her coffee thoughtfully, glances nervously at Emily, not knowing how to tell her about Mark's...
The taste is warm, brown, and sunny.
It's, something special. It sits up on your tongue and says, good morning, even in the afternoon.
If you haven't tried a cup of Kava instant coffee, you're in for a treat. It's a different cup of coffee because Kava's 90% acid neutralized.
It's enough to get you drinking your coffee black.
Have a cup of Kava. What a cup of coffee.
Meanwhile, Emily nervously stirs her coffee, knowing about Mark's. Until next time, we're all brought to you by Kava, the only 90% acid neutralized coffee on or in the market. It's the great, smooth-tasting instant coffee with the really ugly label. Kava, from Borden.
Men, did you know that buying shoes at low, low discount prices can actually be costly? All too often, it costs you in the lack of variety, the absence of service, and a big discount in quality workmanship. Well, there's no need to worry about sacrificing selection, friendly service, and quality materials just because you have a budget to worry about. Not now that Tom McCann has just opened a brand new shoe store at Ridgedale Center in Minnetonka, a shoe store just for men. You see, Tom McCann makes and sells more shoes than any other single shoe store brand in all America. Now, that's important to you because it means that Tom McCann can offer you men a wide variety of styles, colors, and sizes, and offer them to you at low prices, all backed up by a helpful and competent sales staff. So if you want quality footwear but can't pay all outdoors for it, just imp indoors. The new Tom McCann Shoe Store for Men, conveniently located at Ridgedale Center, 12735 Wayzata Boulevard, Minnetonka. And remember, men, if you step into the new Tom McCann Shoe Store this week, you receive 10% off any purchase you make. Hurry down. 10% off this week only at your new Tom McCann Shoe Store at the Ridgedale Center in Minnetonka.
We come on the sloop, John B. Seattle, Seattle.
All right. Get down to the Mardi Gras one time. This is KSTP, Nap in the Morning. Hey, it's 8:15. Get your ya-ya's. Whatever that means. It's 8:17. I'm Nap in the Morning, and this is KSTP. Hit it. A whole bunch of new buttons in here, which has been one of the high points of my show today. Figuring out which one to push next. I haven't had as much fun working at a station since I did the pattern change live.
See the curtains hanging in the window.
This is KSTP, Seals and Crofts. It's 8:21. And 10 in the city's Shriners Hospitals for Crippled Children provide treatment for crippled children, regardless of race, at no cost to parents. More information at 339-6711. Well, that's it.
That's it?
Okay. You got it.
I'm ready, by golly.
I know you are.
Brando has conjured a new way of gift-giving. This is Charlie Bush, KSTP, Minneapolis-St. Paul, the music station with news and information. Beware of Marlins burning gifts. There's bound to be something fishy. 40 acres of ranch land in northwestern Los Angeles County, deeded to Indians by actor Marlon Brando, is up to its rocks in hock. A mortgage of $318,000 outstanding on the property has not been paid by the Indians or Brando, and foreclosure is imminent if the money isn't paid by March 30th. Let that be a lesson. When a man offers you a free shirt, make sure he didn't rip it off someone else's back. Newly elected leader of the British Conservative Party, Margaret Thatcher, was asked after her victory if she thought she could unite the party behind her.
Well, my goodness me, after having the constituency associations with us just before the ballot, and then having such a decisive ballot, I hope there'll be no question now but that we shall go forward as a united party.
Do you think you can do that? You want?
I believe so.
In other countries, Mrs. Thatcher, when people back the losing candidates, those supporters of the losing candidates lose out, sort of purges and things like this. Does that happen in the Conservative Party?
Good heavens, no. You remember when we had the differences between Mr. McMillan and Mr. Butler for the leadership. After that, after Mr. McMillan was chosen, we went forward as never before to the biggest victory, because once the decision had been taken, everyone united and said we've more common ground than we have differences between us.
In heart attack cases, minutes are vitally important.
Heart attacks kill nearly 700,000 Americans each year, and the American Heart Association says many thousands of these victims might have been saved if they had heeded the warning signs of a heart attack. When someone suffers a heart seizure, every minute counts, and cardiologists say delay spells danger. The Heart Association reminds us that one of the key warning signs of a heart attack is prolonged pain or unusual discomfort in the center of the chest. Another is pain which radiates to the shoulder, arm, neck, or jaw. Sweating may accompany the pain, and nausea, vomiting, or shortness of breath also may occur. Sometimes these symptoms subside and then return. But the Heart Association says that when you experience one or more warning signs, call your doctor and describe these symptoms. If he's not available, get to a hospital emergency room at once. Al Rossiter, Jr., Washington.
KSTP time, 8:24. If you want to nail down a reputation, you've got to use your bean, old bean. For the past 30 years, Dr. William Bean has been involved in a curious occupation. Bean, a Galveston, Texas physician, reports he has been carefully measuring the growth of his left thumbnail. Bean notes that his thumbnail grows more slowly when he's sick and as he gets older. Maybe he just loses sight of it a little more when he's sick. No. Bean also found out that over the past 3 decades that his toenails grown faster than his fingernails. And in case you're still interested in Dr. Bean's numerical data, Bean reports it takes between 100 to 150 days for a nail to grow from its cuticle to its tip. The best thing about his research, Bean says, is the cost. It doesn't require a federal grant. In other words, you can keep your finger on the growth of nails without it costing a lot of scratch. Now, here's an itch in your woolly warmers from the Weather Weirdo. Snow flurries this a.m. and on Thursday, clearing this afternoon and tonight. 18 above is the hot shot for today and tomorrow, the low tonight zero. Currently, KSTP temperature plus 10 degrees. 10 degrees.
That's a lot better than what I was reading in here.
I don't like that. You're sitting there reading some rag during my newscast.
Cleveland Magazine. Friends of mine out there still think I like the city, so they send it to me.
Cleveland Magazine.
Yeah, pictures of the river on fire and all the pollution and everything. But I thought maybe, you know, I'd just page through it here a little bit. Maybe I'd see my picture in the Cleveland Magazine. Can't make the Minneapolis Magazine.
I'll bet mine's in there, though.
No, yours is in the Minneapolis Magazine. Yeah, that was a great story about the guy with the patty nails. One octave higher, they'd all make a great police siren. 8:28, I'm Nap in the morning. This is KSTP. It's 10 in the city's high today, 18. Wow. Heat wave.
In the next 30 seconds or so, you could be making any one of a number of full-service banking transactions at a 24-hour First Bank. That's roughly the time it takes to operate the 24-hour First Bank teller. It takes about 30 seconds to make a deposit, or make a cash withdrawal, or to transfer money between your savings and checking accounts. That's all the time it takes to make a loan payment or to write yourself a checking plus loan. But the best part about the time it takes is that you can take the time anytime. The 24-hour First Banks are the banks that never close. There, that's all the time it takes. Why not stop into one of the participating First Banks and apply? That in about 30 seconds will give you easy access to 24-hour full banking services, plus cash withdrawal privileges at the other First Banks around town. The 24-hour First Banks. It's an idea whose time has come. Members FDIC.
February 14th, 1929, Clark Street, Chicago. The most incredible event in American gangland history. The St. Valentine's Day Massacre. At 12:03 p.m., Friday the 14th, Valentine's Day, a totally convincing recreation of the infamous massacre occurs at Prochna on Main. You'll know when you get there. The mob's cars will be right outside. They'll be inside, partaking in the Alphonse Capone Last Supper and bathtub champagne. Don your 1929 duds and come on over. The motion picture cameras will be running, and when the mob's gone, there'll be plenty of the Last Supper for you. Prochna on Main, 117 Main Street Southeast at 12:03 p.m., Friday, February 14th. Come witness the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Then from 2:30 till midnight, when the mob returns, help celebrate the St. Valentine's Day Massacre Aid for the most memorable Valentine's Day of your life. This is an offer you can't refuse.
I think I just saw Patty Hearst. KSTP, a nap in the morning. 10 inner cities.